الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, where Allah tabarak ta'ala has made roza's fasting compulsory, farz upon us, and that also Allah ta'ala has done it in a very most kind and compassionate way. At the beginning, roza's were made farz, but if a person did not want to keep roza for no reason also, he was permitted. And he gives the fidya of the roza. But later, when they got used to it, everything, like the prohibition of liqa, just one command did not come gradually. About parda of the ladies, gradually all the laws came. And then finally, the absolute law came. So now to keep rozas is a farz. However, if a person still, the concession is there for a person who is ill, and he, according to Shariat, he is excused, then he must make it up later. Also a person who is traveling. But however, so the rozas were made for us, and Allah did it in all the commandments, in a very compassionate and kind way. Allah Ta'ala gave us our whole deen. So Allah says, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. One aspect of it is that you are not singled out, that only you have to keep rozas. All the ummats kept rozas. From Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time, right to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the ummats also kept rozas. However, the fixing of the time of roza was different for the various ummats. For some it was just the Ashura, like for the Jews, etc. And it was on the Saturday, Sabt, that they had to keep roza, etc. For others it was Ayyam Bid, the middle 3 days of the Islamic month, of the lunar calendar, and different days. For Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, it was also the whole month of Ramadan. And for us also, Allah specified the whole month of Ramadan for our rozas. And also, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Keep rozas as all the other ummats, nations of before, kept roza. Not some invention of your own. Like for example, the Hindus also keep roza, but they, according to them, their own invention, they are permitted to have fruit, to have nuts, etc., to have juices, etc. So don't keep some roza like that. Keep roza the type that Allah has specified for you. And that is absolute abstinence from food and drink. And your relations with your wife in the state of roza, this is totally prohibited. So keep the roza as you are supposed to keep. Also, a person going on a hunger strike is also no roza. And just staying hungry is also no roza. Roza is that done according to how Allah has prescribed and fixed. Similarly, all other ibadat also, even our namaz. But namaz also, we can't, some people just sit for a few minutes and meditate. They think about Allah, the Creator, etc. So that is not namaz. Namaz is all the ibadat according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the criteria. And we mustn't invent our own ideas and try and bring new things in deen. But we follow that which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us. So, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And then the great benefit of roza, Allah Ta'ala explains, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you acquire taqwa. Roza, the natural result of roza is taqwa. Roza is the highest form of sabr, restraining oneself, controlling oneself. Everyone likes his food, likes his drink. And a person, everyone likes a woman. So a man gets married, he has a woman in his life. The Quran Sharif itself says, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. You are like clothes on the body for one another. You love one another, you want one another, you want to be close to one another. But that in Roza, Allah, so lot of sabr is required. And two, the ulama of tasawwuf explain that the reason why a person goes astray are because of two negative factors. One is quwwat-e shahwiya, that is our lust that is inherent within us. Every person, Allah has made it, he has got lust. And Allah made the halal way, get married, you have your wife. And in fact, in that is sawab. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that when you meet with your wife, you cohabit with your wife, you get sawab. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were surprised, and this is the great beauty of our deen. They said, oh Allah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we satisfy our desire. We have a desire and we satisfy and we get sawab on that also. Just imagine what they need, that you satisfy your own desire and you're getting sawab. And see the reasoning, the beautiful logic and reasoning which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. He said, had you done that same, satisfied your desire with a woman who is haram for you, shouldn't there be sin? Yes, there should be sin. So when you satisfy yourself with a woman, your wife, who it is permitted, so there is sawab in there. In fact, in one hadith, it comes that when a person orders from the house that give the person knocking at the door, the beggar, give him some food. Then three people get sawab. He gets sawab for giving the permission, for saying give food. And then the housewife who cooked the food, she also gets sawab. And then the servant who they tell, go and give this food, he also gets sawab. So then the narrator of the hadith says, Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is so kind that He did not forget our servants also in the sawab. And the servant, if we analyze it, he is on duty. It's his work to do it. If it was his off duty and then he said, okay, now he's doing something extra. So now he must get sawab. He's getting paid for it from the boss, he's working for him, and it's in his working time. And he's just going to give it. But Allah didn't leave him also. So Allah Ta'ala gives sawab, we can't imagine. So satisfying ourselves with our wife, and in fact, commentators have written that the children that are born from when the child is conceived during the month of Ramadan, then there will be more barakah. The child will be much more righteous and pious. That is, of course, out of Roza, after iftari time, then. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has even granted this and made our deen so easy for us, and so much reward Allah Ta'ala has given. So we should keep Roza as Allah Ta'ala has ordained for us. Kama kutiba al-ladhina min qablikum, and all this, the result, la'allakum tattaqoon. When we'll keep our rozas, and inshallah, as the days go, we will try and explain that how we should keep what is called a roza, a proper fast. And that is roza of the eyes also, of the tongue also, of all the body parts also, everything. Then that roza, the natural result of it is, it gives a person taqwa. And this is also proportionate, that how a person kept, how much he observed his roza, so much taqwa he will get. So it is up to every individual. The more better we keep our roza, the more we will get, the more taqwa we will get. And the levels of taqwa are very, very different also. Starting from the very beginning, where a person believes in La ilaha illallah, that is ra'asut taqwa, the very fountain head of taqwa, and then abstaining from all things, even things which are not only makruh, etc., which are against adab and etiquette, that also a person saves himself. So there are lot of levels of taqwa, and it is up to everyone how much we will observe our rozas properly, so much we will get taqwa. It is a practice in the whole ummah, everywhere, that the elders of the family, on Eid's day, they give some Eidi, a little gift to the little children. It's a common practice everywhere. So to say, Allah also gives Eidi then. And the Eidi Allah gives is of taqwa. And every person also, how much he has got feeling with that elderly person who is giving, how much he loves everyone. According to that he will give. Those who are, his, for example, his own children, he will give them more. His nephews, he will give them perhaps a bit less. The grandchildren, he might give a bit less, according to what relationship they have. So how much we build our relationship with Allah over the month, Allah Ta'ala will give us to that level taqwa also. So this is a great gift of Allah Ta'ala, and to aspire for this taqwa is a thing that we should make our objective in this month. That we keep our rozas properly and we get this taqwa. It must not happen that we are totally deprived of this taqwa also. Which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that person is totally bereft, empty of any good, that the month of Ramadan passes over him and he did not get his forgiveness. He did not take the benefit of Ramadan. And then in the Hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, and nobody is like that, but a person who is really, really down and out, he has got no goodness in him. Otherwise, a person, as we mentioned, though we shouldn't take the undue and wrong advantage and meaning of it, even a person who doesn't keep roza, but he observes Ramadan, the respect of Ramadan. For example, he doesn't eat in public, he will also get benefit. But of course, that benefit is different from a person who observes the roza properly and as it's supposed to be. But it is really, this month is such a month of graciousness, and a month of giving from Allah, and a month of generosity, and compassion, and kindness, that nobody is left out from the mercies of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala let us benefit. So this taqwa, we on taqwa, what Allah Ta'ala gives, which is the product of the month of Ramadan, which is the product of our roza. We just have to keep our rozas properly, and we get this taqwa. So this taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنْ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ, that the only friends of Allah Ta'ala are those that have got taqwa. So in other words, by acquiring taqwa, you become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. We all know it's our nature, when we are small children, whether it was at madrasa, wherever, and there are other friends, and we know somebody is like, he gets a lot of spending money, and he buys for his friend. We want to befriend him, so we also get something from him. He's like a big bully. So we, in his good books, he will protect us also. And we have some fights with somebody, we'll go to him. We try and get his favors all the time. The greatest and of the great, the most kind, the most compassionate, the most merciful, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It should be a natural inclination that we want to be in the good books of Allah, that we want to be the favorites of Allah. And easy way Allah has shown us and given us this great month with all its great valuable qualities of the month, Allah is, and the rozas in it again, which was a great gift of Allah that He gave us this rozas also, and also the whole of our deen and shariat is so perfect and ideal for us, and we were nowhere, anywhere near, which Nabi Allah Ta'ala says for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that you are in Surah Wadduha, Dhal, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى, we found you ضال. And enemies and people with no understanding, they say he was misguided. It wasn't. He didn't know his path to Allah. He wanted to. He wanted to be in the favor. But what is the path? كَمَرْتَ هِبِدَرْدْ بِمَارْ تَيْرَى, that a person wants the love of Allah, but he hasn't got the love. How to make love to Allah? How to make Allah happy? You want to know that Allah in His great mercy gave us the whole, from birth to death, from morning to night, private life, public life, Allah showed us how to please Me. You want to please Me, which is a natural instinct in a human being. that his greatest benefactor, Allah Ta'ala, who gave existence to him, who made him a human being, who made him a Muslim, a mu'min, who made him, what a great thing, the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what a great thing. In the Kitab Mishkat Sharif, at the end, the last chapter, all the virtues of this ummat, what great virtues of this, without us asking, without us being eligible, without us being fit in the least way, Allah made us in the ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great gift. So Allah's gifts are untold. So to become the friend of Allah Ta'ala, that great being, Allah made it that this month I'm open, it's all throughout the year, all the time. But in this month, my doors of for acceptance for you to become my close friend, my favorite, I've opened it. So this is the month that a person becomes the friend of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we must aspire, every Muslim in this month. For those of us that Allah only in His mercy gave us the understanding, the desire that we come here, we spend our time, and it wasn't just a month to come and spend here, but how we can get this closeness to Allah. And Allah reward many of our friends. As they came, they said, please make dua that Allah makes me His close friend, that Allah gives me connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we have to do. And that is what Allah has promised. And that is what Allah will give. Just a little bit from our side, our desire. And that is there, alhamdulillah. And we spend our time correctly, Allah will give us what level of taqwa also. And what a great position. And in that, with the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. So that is taqwa, that we will become the friends of Allah. That they are the awliya. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. Allah will create love for those people. Allah loves them. The Jibreel al-Islam, the Malaika. Then Allah puts that love in the whole creation. For the awliya, Allah Ta'ala gives His great love. One great wali of Allah was walking on the road. A person who just got newly wed, walking with his bride, coming on the opposite direction. And as they passed, it was raining, and water puddles, and some water splashes fell on the lady. So that her husband became very angry, and he slapped this buzurg, and he said that you made the water, the splashes of water, muddy water, fall on my wife. But he didn't do it, but he slapped him, that why you, how could you do this to my wife? Immediately that person fell down dead. So when they asked this buzur that you killed him, he said, I didn't even let the water splash, I didn't even kill him. Then what happened? He said, he took revenge for his beloved. My lover took revenge for his beloved. Allah Ta'ala took the revenge, and Allah slept that he died immediately. We will say heart attack, or we'll say something, whatever it is, but everything happens only by Allah Ta'ala, and all these asbab are just outward pictures. They are no reality. Reality is Allah's doing. Allah is the one who does everything. So if we have the friendship of Allah, Allah will act on our behalf. We don't have to go and fight court cases, etc. We don't have to do anything. Allah Ta'ala will act on our behalf. One person in business, the supplier supplied the wrong goods. Whatever it was, something, and it was an item that will not sell, and he bought in a huge number. And now they became very funny, and how usually then arguments start. They didn't want to take it back. He was an Allah wala. He said, well, leave it. I don't want to get into arguments. Going now, arguing, debating, lawyers, court cases, all that. I don't need that in my life. I got much more important things to do. I must read my namaz with peace of mind. I must make my tilawat with... I don't need all these things in my life. This is now some harm I got in huge amount. So he kept it. After about 6 months or so, somebody came, he said, I'm looking for this item here. I don't know if perhaps you got it. And it was exactly which was what we call like partal mal in business, goods that don't sell. Now he just said, you write it off, it is goods don't sell. That exactly that he wants. and the exact amount he wanted. So how Allah Ta'ala, so we become Allah's and see how Allah become ours. We don't have to go and fall into all these arguments and disputes of this dunya and all that. We just become Allah Ta'ala. So Roza will deliver this. The month of Ramadan will deliver this. You become the close friends in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. And then on taqwa, what? And today we feel that we have to listen to scientists what they say. We have to listen to the government what they say. All other people, these people, it is the research of these people. And the doctors say this. And what Allah says, we forget completely. What Allah says is the only thing. Not the most superior, is the only thing. All these are just guesswork. They just rajman bil ghayb. They just trying their in the shooting arrows in the dark. They just trying their luck that where they come right. Allah's word is absolute. So if we have the friendship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and we accept the words of Allah above everything, so Allah ta'ala will open a way for us from every difficulty, unimaginable sources to come. And Allah ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, which are the words of Allah, and there is absolutely no doubt. Today, unfortunately, how many of us, though we regular with namaz, etc., but we still have doubt in the words of Allah. And what the scientists say, we have conviction on what they say. And what atheists say, who are in a state of napaki all the time, napaki in their heart, kufr and shirk, and they don't. There is no question of istinja. They are drops of urine. They are nafaq. But we give them preference over the word of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whatever any conditions come, Allah will make an opening for you. There will be Allah will show you your way out. No matter, it seems impossible. From all sides, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. There is no hope of anything. You just make effort for taqwa. And يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And more than that, more Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give you rosy from sources that you did not imagine. You didn't know how, from where, the least you expected, Allah will give you rosy from that sources. So if we can realize that on taqwa, Allah gives rosy. And our conviction is, we have to have a secular education, then we get rosy. How wrong are we? Displeasing Allah, where can we get rosy? But by pleasing Allah Ta'ala and having taqwa, and we make effort on taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will give us our rosy. And for sources that we cannot imagine, and amounts that we cannot imagine. We will be shocked that we know normally I work, my business, I make a turnover, so much percentage is my net profit, this is I'm getting. But when we have taqwa, what Allah will give without all that effort also. Right? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, by and large, they used to work also, they had their farms, etc. But there were so many, and awliya, who did no work of dunya. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I buried 120 children of my own. With my hands I buried them. And on the he says that, and I never ever worked. I never had a farm, a job. I didn't work for anyone. Allah gave rosy. So how many children he had to look after? But how Allah Ta'ala gave rosy? So, and how many cases how Allah Ta'ala gives rosy? So if we make the effort of taqwa, and then like the son of Harun al-Rashid, great wali of Allah, prince he was, or the son of the king. But when he worked, and he went, his work was just an outward show also. When somebody gave him a job as a bricklayer, and it was seen that the bricks come them themselves, and they come on their place. The plaster that we use, the daga, what we use, it just comes and falls. And the amount what that person who employed him, he says that he did the work of 3-4 people. And he hardly did really any. So on taqwa, Allah gives all this. friendship of Allah Ta'ala and innumerable other cases. So we are making, and the more we go away from taqwa and from deen and amal, and we fall more into asbab. First it will be permissible asbab that we fall in, which there is nothing wrong with that. But then we start falling into the impermissible asbab also. And then we start doing wrong things also. And we go further. Then that person works more harder for his rozi. In a hadith of Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says to people who work so hard for their rozi, and they've got 2-3 shifts they are working also, that, "My banda, I didn't put you to tire yourself like this for your rozi. And I don't want..." Allah Ta'ala says that establish salah. Wa'amur bisfalat... وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You command your family, you do the work of deen, tell them to make namaz, and be strong on that, firm on that. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ, that we will give you. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا, we not asking you that you must feed us or even your own rozi. How we have taken the responsibility, and we will give you. But just like for any job, there is a job description. So our job description, we are doing the opposite. We are engaging in dunya, whereas we had to engage in deen. That was our work, the main work of this ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, the best of nations, for the benefit of mankind, to bring them onto deen. That work we have to do. Then Allah will feed from sources we cannot imagine. And we see throughout the world, how many people who have joined with Tabligh Jamaat, and then as they go, they see the demands are more and more, and they get more involved, and then their dunya's work, they don't really, they curtail it, and they do it less, and Allah makes them such, so many people that really have got no income, but they do it, and they're traveling all the time. They're going in Jamaat here, they're going in Jamaat there, they're doing work. How Allah opens the doors, and how they do full-time in Allah's work, Allah is full-time providing for them. So that is what we have to do. So Allah says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever has this taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will make all his matters easy for him. On the basis of taqwa, whatever our other duties, things are that we have to do, Allah will just make them easy for us. And we don't have to work so hard. Other people will be working so hard for their rozi, and still they are having problems and difficulties. You have taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will make all your matters easy. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. And whoever has got this taqwa, then his gunas that he will have, even a muttaqi will have guna. But Allah will just forgive and wipe out all the bad debts. All the debts, Allah will wipe them out. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, he explained this so beautifully. He says, a person who we say is ba wudu, that this person stays with wudu all the time. So he says, he's a human, his wuzu has to break. He's going to sleep, his wuzu breaks. He's going to toilet, he has to go. He's not a farishta, an angel. He's a human being. So he has to go to toilet, but yet we call him ba wuzu. Why? Because when his wuzu breaks, he makes wuzu again. So a muttaqi, his taqwa will also break. But when his taqwa breaks, he makes tawbah. And then he's again a muttaqi. Immediately is again a muttaqi. So we just have to do that. We are human beings. We will err. We will make mistakes. And Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran, in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, kullukum khatta'un. All of you will make mistakes. And Bani Adam, the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, they are a combination of nisyan wal khata. They will forget, and by forgetting, how lot wrong happens. So much harm is caused because we forgot. We forgot to unlock the door. We forgot to lock the door. And then what things go wrong. So this is human being. He's prone. And he is going to make mistakes all the time. And mistakes also, and forgetfulness also. But in spite of all that, if we work for taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will wipe out all that. يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّعَاتِ. All the wrong will be taken out. وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And his reward, his good deed, Allah will magnify it and make it very big. So from your record of deeds, all your wrong, Allah will remove it. And the good you did, and what our good, we know what it is. Not even fit to be called good in any way. What is the quality of our namaz, our tilawat, anything of ours, we are full. Our iman is so weak also. Everything, but you try, and you want to please Allah, and you're on that path which has been shown, and you are trying. A person wants to go to the right place, and he gets stuck on the road. No petrol, he ran out of petrol fuel, or he got a puncture, whatever might have happened. But he's on the right road, somebody will help him, and then he'll reach his destination. But if we are on the wrong road, and even if we don't get stuck, and we are moving in fact at a high speed, the more faster we are going, we are in the wrong direction, the more faster we are getting to the wrong place. So just be on the right place. Problems you will have. A little child wants to walk. The child falls down also. The child gets hurt also. But he gets up again. And he walks again. And very soon he's jumping. He's running. He's jumping. And he's riding the bicycle also. You get frightened. And he's sitting on the windowsill at such a place that you frighten what's going to happen now. But Allah protects. And how Allah looks after. So we just will have to try. We'll make our mistakes also. Humne is tarah se tay ki manzile. Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali of Allahabad says, in this way we covered our journey to Allah and reached our destination. Chale, we walked. Gire, we fell down. Uthe, we got up. Jale, and we walked again. Whenever we fall, and a person will fall in his life, make mistakes also. But don't stay down now. Nafs will get the better of us. Hazrat Shaykh Khaja Azizul Hassan Sahib Majzub Rahmatullah Ali says that it's a long life fight with your nafs also. Sometimes the nafs will get the better of you, sometimes you'll get the better of nafs. When the nafs causes you to fall and you are going down, don't stay down. Get up again. That is all we have to do. No matter where you reach, how many people who are in drugs, how they came out, just that courage from our side is needed. And they're on their way again. How many people, what financial problems they went through, what other problems, but those who took the courage and they moved, Allah Ta'ala took them out of it. So by taqwa, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, Allah Ta'ala says, your sins will all يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا, and your rewards Allah will magnify. So we just have to make an effort, and this is the ideal occasion. Every moment of this month that we make it valuable, and we keep our rozas and all the related ibadat as is required, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless us with this taqwa. And a person who gets this taqwa, then afterwards look after it also, build on it also, and let it go forward. A person who is doing business, he writes their balance brought forward in his cash book. That what was my balance. So in the month of Ramadan, whatever we came from Shaban into Ramadan, and what we gained, then when you turn the next page now into Shawwal, then let there be a balance brought forward also. Don't forget to bring that. Don't lose it somewhere. And now you come forward with a zero balance. Or with a negative balance. Like on each day you can destroy everything. All the funny parties that take place. Even family parties and where haram takes place. Or worse than that. How many terrible things are advertised also. Even for the month of Ramadan. Bride parties, etc. And with all the filth and dirt in those bride parties. In Ramadan, after Taraweeh, people want to have bride parties. And all the wrong things happening there. So what are we going to acquire? And on each day if we lose it all, then we have lost everything. So let us carry it forward till the next Ramadan. Build more on it again. And then we carry it forward further. One friend of ours just came from Cape Town. He works for social welfare work he does, and their work is to try and empower people, not just give them handouts, but that they do business themselves. But he says we find many, all, we give them a money capital to start a business, whatever, from the home, for ladies also, for other people also. And then when they sell and the money came in, they don't realize this money has to be used to buy more stocks now. It's not all your money you can put in your pocket and use as you want to. You have to buy more stocks so your business grows. But now that money that came in, they spend it all out. They blow it up, and usually it will be in futile things, in useless things. You spend all that money. Now you've gone back again. So far back you've gone. So it shouldn't be like that in Ramadan, that what we acquire, we lose it. And then with this great taqwa, Allah Ta'ala gives so much in the akhirat which we cannot imagine. Yea, in this dunya, so much benefit. And more than that, in tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqana. Allah will give you furqan. And that is to differentiate between right and wrong, between better and best, between preferable and not preferable. Everything, Allah will give you foresight also. Allah will give you insight also. All on taqwa, Allah blesses very greatly when a person has got this taqwa. And in tattaqullah, yu'allimukumullah. Wattaqullah, yu'allimukumullah. And you have taqwa, Allah will teach you also. On taqwa, what Allah gives, you cannot imagine. Hazrat Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh, was known, and really it was, as a walking library. The knowledge that he had, such a memory that he had, that if he looked at something and he did not have the intention of memorizing it, to retain it, to know it, he would remember it for 15 years. And when he wanted to remember something, then he had such a mind, which we call a photographic mind. It captures it, and he says for 30, 40 years, as it is written, it's in front of me. And he was such that in India, and before partition, all the libraries and the kitabs, there wasn't a kitab he studied, that he did not study. When he went to the Haramain Sharifain, and the amount of Islamic ulum and kitabs that were there, all of them, and all that he retained in his mind. And all this, how did he gain this? When he got married, then the woman usually speaks among themselves, so his wife with her friend, they asked her, how's life going? She said, what to say? What a husband I got. When he sat that night with his kitabs, the next is Fajr Azan. So you didn't meet at all? No, nothing. He's just with his kitabs all the time. Then they told her, you go to him. If he's not coming to you, you go and touch him. When she went and she played with him a little bit, put her hands around him, then he said, this is a different world. I never knew of this world. There of a man meeting a woman, your husband meeting his wife, newly married. He said, there is a different world completely. So because he was in that state, and no idea of any bad, haram, doing anything wrong, that is what he got that memory of his. And his adab also of kitabs, he had the utmost respect for kitabs, for his ustad, for everything. This gives that memory. On this taqwa, wattaqullah, yu'allimukumullah. We have taqwa, what knowledge Allah will give. It's not really ours. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, he didn't study very hard. He didn't make lot of mujahada, but he stayed with lot of respect of his ustad. And he kept good contact with his ustad. And he learned, he says, what kutub bini, reading kitabs, I did kutub bini. I stayed with the man of Allah, and I took that benefit also. And his contemporaries used to ask him, we were together in class, we studied the same kitabs, the same ustad, how come Allah made you shine out like that, and you went so far ahead? So he said, because of this taqwa, because of that Allah. So on taqwa, Allah gives all this. So if we have this taqwa in the akhirah, inna lil muttaqina mafazan hadaiqa. وكواعب ترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. For the muttaqeen, what Allah will give in the akhirah and what position they will have. And for the muttaqeen, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ فَاكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيًّا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ مُتَّكِينَ عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَصْفُوفَةٍ وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. What all for the muttaqeen. Everything is for the muttaqeen. And Quran Sharif is full for the muttaqeen, what they will get. So and Allah is now, with all that Allah has given, we didn't have to go and look for Ramadan. We didn't have to go and invite Ramadan to come to us. Allah sent Ramadan to us. And Ramadan comes not to take from us. Ramadan comes to give us. And to give us so much that we won't be able to handle it also. So much Ramadan will give us. And the month of Ramadan, how much we will welcome the month. Open our hearts. Open our doors. Open our homes for Ramadan. That we have proper Ramadan in our homes, in our lives. Not in for this one particular thing. Of course, the TV, right out of the question. The cell phone. All, everything. Minimal. We should use the cell phone. And we don't need it, especially if we are like here in Aitikaf. We have come to spend our 30, 40 days. Allah reward those elders in the Marrakesh, Raiwind, etc., who say if you want benefit of your khuruj, going out, your tashkil, leave your cell phone here. And mashallah, there are some people who have gone in Jamaat and left the cell phone at home, didn't take the cell phone with. And there are people who are sitting in our gathering who haven't got cell phone also. And their lives are carrying on also. And everyone, somebody, a youngster told some elderly person, a father, that how did you people live without a cell phone? We can't imagine. He replied and said, I can't imagine how you live without Quran Sharif. I don't see you reading Quran. I can't imagine, I can't conceive. How can you live without Quran Sharif? Today we can live without namaz, without Quran Sharif. For them, for all these amenities and the things of this dunya, they could do easily. And they live much more quality lives than what we are living. To light the stove, the fire, they had to go and get firewood from the jungle. At later, firewood would be delivered to the house, but then you had to chop it, and then you had to prepare it. Coal would come, and you had to go and get the coal, and light your coal fire, your stove. For small, small things, you need a primer stove. Then a gas stove came, and now it is just a press of button, but we haven't got time. And that time, they had time for themselves, had time for the family, had time for visitors. Today we don't want to pick up the phone. We don't want to entertain guests. We haven't got time for anything. And they had so much of things they used to do, and they had time for everyone. And with all that tilawat, the zikr, everything was on its place. So what we have to do is this quality of taqwa, and Allah has given us the opportunity. This great month is with us now. It is just to apply us, and we don't have to move a mountain from its place. We don't have to do the impossible. Just reasonably we do and see what Allah will give us. And that is the real joy of a believer on the day of Eid, that the enjoyment that when he comes out with taqwa from this month. And that is his real enjoyment. It isn't a matter of wearing new clothes on each day, or putting up biryani pots and roast, and putting up digs on this day. It is a day that we have found this taqwa, and that connection with Allah. And there is no greater connection than the connection with Allah Ta'ala. Not with any woman, not with any minister, not with any influential person. When you have this connection with Allah, that is the greatest. And Allah has made it open and freely available for every person. Everyone can gain it. You don't have to qualify to be a white or to be a black or to have this degree or to have that degree. You don't have to be an alim. You don't have to be an alim's family. You can be a nobody. Allah has left it open. It's just for you to apply, and Allah will make you such a somebody that Allah will raise you to what stages. So Allah has given us this opportunity. Allah brought us, and continuously we should also make the dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Keep our health properly for Ramadan. Keep us away from problems and other things that we cannot engage in the activities of Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan lana. And Allah keeps the month also such that we are not distracted in any way. That what we want to do, that we can do it. And there also is Allah's system. Man taqarraba ilayya shibran, taqarrabtu ilayhi zira'a. A person who goes towards Allah, Allah comes to that person. Allah makes things easy for that person. So how much we can do, we do. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the doors were locked and he couldn't do anything. But so much he could do to run till the door. And then Allah not only opened the locks of that door, Allah opened his whole future. He became the ruler of Egypt. He became a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. His family Allah brought from Canaan and brought them to Egypt. All because he ran that little bit. And how much must he be in the room just to run to the door? He did that much. And Allah opened everything. And so we just run towards Fafirru ilallah, run towards Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will open such doors for us, whoever we are, whatever our baggage may be, it doesn't matter also. And every saint has got a history also. Allah took them out of all that. And every sinner has got a future, and a very bright future also. We just have to turn. And Allah gave us the ideal opportunity this month of Ramadan. May Allah let us appreciate it and do what we have to do. And Allah is most kind. Allah doesn't deprive anyone. And when Allah wants to give somebody something, He gives him the tawfiq to make dua for it. And when Allah gives the tawfiq of dua, Allah doesn't close the doors of acceptance. When we make dua, Allah keeps the doors of acceptance. When Allah brought us here, and we are gathered here, and for this purpose, now Allah won't keep the doors closed of His wilayat and friendship. When He has brought us, He wants to make us His wali. Let us just apply ourselves correctly, not get involved with the cell phone, unnecessary discussions, talking, etc., wasting our time. Just do our basic things, and Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. And Allah is most merciful. Allah will definitely grant us. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the best of Ramadan. Keep us safe for Ramadan. Keep Ramadan safe for us. And whatever we earn, may Allah protect it and keep it safe and give it great acceptance in His court. We should engage in dua now. Whatever ibadat we want to tilawat, dua is ideal for this occasion. As whatever we can, until iftari time, make our time valuable, inshallah.